Washington's other proposed coal terminal is in Cherry Point near Bellingham. Federal and local authorities wrapped up scoping hearings on that project earlier this year and are now working on environmental impact statements based on more than 100,000 comments they received. For Longview, they're just starting to gather comments.
If citizens have concerns, this is the time to weigh in.
That's Beth Dolio with the Power Past Coal campaign. It's a coalition of about 100 groups that have come together to fight the terminals, from mile-long trains that can snarl traffic and spill coal dust to the carbon emissions associated with the coal-fired plants they feed. Dolio says the health of communities and the planet are at stake. The campaign aims to stop all new coal exports from the Northwest Coast.
We need to be transitioning away from fossil fuels and towards a clean energy economy, and this is not moving us in that direction.
She says the more people comment, the more likely it is that the State Department of Ecology will prepare a thorough environmental review with scoping that includes not just the impacts of the terminal itself, but also of the carbon emissions it fuels abroad. That's what they've agreed to do for Cherry Point, even though the Army Corps of Engineers says that's beyond the reach of federal law. It's not clear yet what the state will decide to do for Longview. Supporters of the terminal want a more limited scope. Lori Hennessy is with the Alliance for Northwest Jobs and Exports.
We don't think it's consistent to ask how this one product affects climate change, because we don't ask that for any other commodity.
Her group is also urging the community to come out for comments, and in Longview they expect a large contingent of people concerned about jobs. Additional scoping hearings will take place all month in Spokane, Pasco, Vancouver, and Tacoma. Comments will be accepted through November 18th. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.